In Austria today, voters went to the polls to elect a new government that many expect will be more right-wing and led by a man who would be Europe's youngest leader. Preliminary results give the lead to Austria's current foreign minister, a 31-year-old who, as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, is seen as something of a rock star.
Many Austrians are visibly drawn to Sebastian Kurz and his youthful good looks.
Vielen, vielen Dank, liebe Freunde.
He seems to enjoy their adoration and takes his time working the crowd on this recent morning in his hometown of Vienna. One Austrian journalist who covers Kurz is Gernot Bauer of the news magazine Profil.
He's like a pop star. He's like Justin Bieber. It takes hours for him. People want to make selfies with him. I think 20% of his campaign was just making photos and selfies. And this is also something that is a little bit criticized because we don't know much about him.
What is known is that Kurz's center-right Austrian People's Party, which he's led since May, has a strong lead in the opinion polls. The popular foreign minister, who is said to be a keen windsurfer and hiker, has worked hard to rebrand the party as an agent for change, even though it's been part of the Austrian government for the past three decades. What hasn't changed is Kurz's hard line on refugees and uncontrolled immigration. In 2015, he vehemently opposed opening European Union borders to more than a million mostly Muslim asylum seekers and migrants who streamed into Austria and points west and north across the Balkans.
Und ich kann heute auch das Versprechen abgeben,
during campaign speeches, he links such uncontrolled migration to insecurity in Austria. Kurz also supports curbing benefits for new arrivals and making them learn German and adapt to local customs. Gernot Blümel heads the Vienna office of the People's Party.
He introduced integration by effort so that everybody's welcome here in Austria who is willing to make a contribution, to work for himself, to pay taxes, to play by the rules. And that was a way that was not so common in Austria then, but he made it popular.
In diesem Land möglich zu machen.
During the recent campaign stop, Kurz told the crowd, please give us your vote so we have the power to make real change. Bawa says voters here want change, even though the Austrian economy is booming, jobs are up, and unemployment is down.
Austria is a rich country. We don't have so many big problems, but still there's a desire for change. And Sebastian Kurz, he symbolizes this desire for change because he's fresh, though he is the longest serving minister in the actual government right now.
That irony is not lost on the right-wing nationalist Freedom Party of Austria. The Eurosceptic Party, which is currently the largest opposition voice in Austria, accuses Kurz of co-opting their anti-refugee message. Even so, Kurz could ask the Freedom Party to join him in governing if, as expected, his political party comes in first but fails to get a majority of the votes. There was widespread international criticism and even sanctions the last time the two groups formed a government here in 2000 because of objections to the Freedom Party, whose first leader was a former Nazi. That kind of backlash is not expected this time, as the Freedom Party has toned down its approach. Blümel adds, the People's Party will keep any coalition partner in check. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Vienna.